Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Sal Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn.
I forgot about it. I wanted to set the alarm.
What's up, Sal?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell this story or no?
Of course.
Okay.
Look, did he just get
you, because at first it was
is
like,
that what you
why
thought?
Did he call me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he called me that.
I don't know how this came up. We were in the meeting yesterday after the show talking about people calling people by mistaken names and not remembering people's names.
It was the run that he started off the run when I messed up everybody's
name. That's right. Yeah. Yes. And then, so I went to saying, I should have never told you guys this. I'm going to regret this.
No, you know.
And when I was in my 20s, I was crazy about, I had a girlfriend at the time, and I was really head over heels for her. Jackie Giacchetti. And nice Italian family.
Jackie Giacchetti.
Anyway, so, the family, spent all the holidays with them. The father was a nice man, could not remember my name. He would call me Sal.
And who was Sal?
Her ex-boyfriend.
Exactly. So he called you by the guy he really liked.
I guess.
And baby, when you call me, you can call me Sal.
Or you call me Al. I sold that to Paul Simon. Yeah. But
you sure it wasn't Betty Giacchetti? What was the last name?
Giacchetti. Yeah, so he would call me Sal. So after a while, I went with it. It became a joke. I said, yeah, that's fine. I'm Sal. Sal. Salvatore.
So you don't think he was like doing it on purpose or anything?
They're one of the nicest families I've ever met.
Yeah.
He was just a simple guy.
Well, you know how the Jerry Love thing happened with me.
Is no.
That they sent Scott to, Scott was going to Indianapolis for the Super Bowl because he votes on the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cool idea the radio station has was to let him go and for me to sit back in the studio and do the show here. So it was a great idea. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. So I'm interviewing Dwayne Bowe over, and this is the year he led the league in touchdowns. He had like 16 touchdown receptions. So I'm interviewing him over the phone. Yep.
Okay.
And so when we're talking to him, Scott would say, hey, Jeremy, do you have a question? You know, like we can't see each other. And so he would actually like throw it to me to ask a question. And Dwayne Bowe would go, yeah, Jerry, you got a question, Jerry? And he kept calling me Jerry. And then I was doing a Valentine's Day read. So it turned into Jerry Love, and then that stuck for all those years. But it was so funny, every time he'd go, let's go to Jeremy, and Dwayne Bowe would be like, yeah, Jerry, you got a good question for me, Jerry? He kept calling me Jerry.
He was like a one-hit wonder, wasn't he?
He had like three good seasons and then just disappeared.
Who was his quarterback in Kansas City?
Was it Alex Smith?
Alex Smith to Trent Green.
Was Trent Green there that long?
Because that was a while ago.
Yeah, everything runs together.
As soon as you said that, I remembered his name. He just didn't last very long.
Yeah, man, he had some choppers on him, too.
He did.
He had that, Chris Rock teeth, like, decided to get him fixed. And, hey! It's just standing
his best season was with Matt Castle as his quarterback.
Oofa. It's so funny. I look up Dwayne Bowe. The first question is, what happened to Dwayne Bowe?
Exactly. I thought he was going to be one of them at least best of his era. Not all time, but he wasn't.
I thought one of the best fantasy team names was Taste the Dwayne Bow. Or you say a die and I say hello. Roy Hallou and Joseph Adai. Some good ones over the years.
So you guys see where, I guess you win two World Series and now you start trying to move pieces. Teoscar Hernandez's name has come up in trade talks.
Because they need to get younger at certain places. Yep. After all he did for them, it's like, hey, thanks. Appreciate you. We're in the business of getting better every year.
Yeah.
And when you're paying that type of money.
He's one of my favorite players that's not a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? He's a very good baseball player.
What are you going to do when you get the text message or the phone call that Kyle Schwarber signed here? What are you going to do?
It'll move.
It will?
It'll move.
That's
You know that's my guy.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, the more
if they get Kyle Schwarber, Jeremy, you don't understand, man. That's like I got Kyle Schwarber, Gunnar Henderson,
and Tito.
And like my guys.
Sal,
give me Kyle Schwarber, Gunnar Henderson, and Kyle Bradish on the same team. Those are like three of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Sal, let him get to all his guys before you start throwing names in. Go ahead.
Come on. Sal Norris. And I love Basayo. So but Schwarber, oh my gosh, that would be along with Tito, like you said.
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's acquiring. What is that acquiring? 80 home runs.
And by the way, I don't think he's
more actually
from last year. It's 80 home runs.
Yeah. His power numbers against lefties are still great too.
Well, Schwarber.
Schwarber. Yeah, I'm not saying he hits lefties extremely well, but he does hit home runs off of lefties.
You know what I like about Schwarber? The one thing I like that he does grips and rips. I ain't thinking about all of that. What do you think? What did he throw? A strike.
I don't know. I hit it a mile.
Yeah. What was that? I don't know. It tastes like chicken. I think sometimes people just overcomplicate things. He's one of those, I'm coming up here, I'm getting this batter's box, and I have one thing in mind. That's to mash. I'm not thinking about the count. They pay me to hit home runs. Get on base, hit home runs. That's all Kyle Schwarber does. And I don't think everybody in your lineup should be that way, but you got to have two or three guys in your lineup like
that.
Does
he become your leadoff hitter, or are you mixing it up there?
I would put him up there. I had no problem putting him up there. 1-0.
Do you know if you get Schwarber, you have Ward already? It's 92 home runs.
Yeah.
That's
92.
But the problem is, like, people don't recognize Ward. It's not a guy that's done it for a long period of time.
The Angels.
Yeah. You don't see him play. You've got your East Coast bias, and then you look at his numbers and go, yeah, but he hit this. Like, people keep throwing out batting average. Like, that's going to be the end-all, be-all for these guys. It's not anymore. I'm not saying you can't use batting average. It's still a statistic, but there's a better statistic.
There's a lot of better statistics.
Schwarber. Jackson. Gunner, Ward, Westberg.
I told you the lineups they had to have Basayo hitting eighth or ninth.
Yeah. That's crazy. Schwarber, Holiday, Gunner, Ward, Westberg.
And there's more. There's others.
But I mean, wait, there's more.
But seriously, wait, there's more. You have Basayo, you have Adley, you have Mountcastle. They can all hit home runs.
We got Beaver.
And I missed it. I apologize to you all. Jackson Holiday turned 22 yesterday.
Oh.
It was not on my athletes list.
22. 22. Well, nobody's 22.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, finding live pigeons.
Baby pigeons.
Baby pigeons.
Yeah. Yeah. I know they exist, but I've never seen one.
Yeah.
They're in hiding.
Yeah, nobody's 22 years old. 410-583-1057. Great Monday Night Football game last night in turn if you like scoring.
Thursday.
I mean,
you trying to get us to come to work
too.
Tomorrow?
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like scoring, which I do, that wasn't, to me, Jeremy, that wasn't bad defense. That was just incredible offense.
I would agree. Like, I was on the under, so watching that fourth quarter was like, yeah. We were just talking about it. Like, Ed said Jahmyr Gibbs and how amazing he is, and he's right. The guy's unbelievable, but he wasn't even having a great rushing game. He was doing more in the passing game.
Right.
And then you blink and it's like, yeah, I just added two more touchdowns. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. I mean, defense made plays. Just not enough.
CD Lamb hitting his head. Again, this to understand why everybody's saying that the loser of this game more than likely misses the playoffs is now Detroit has the head-to-head over you. So now you have to have a better record than them to even try to get in, unless Detroit catches one of the front runners in that division and they fall apart. But oh, by the way, there's three teams with nine wins in the West.
Yeah.
You've got three teams that everybody thinks could make the playoffs, and Packers, Lions, and Bears in that division. And the Bears, I think, are the weakest of the three, but they've got the best record, so they might be in.
Lee Sterling joins us from Paramount Sports. Guys, we all agree that the Ravens on Sunday need to have a running game, right? They need to run the football. Last team ran 50-something times against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
57, I think.
Yeah. 50. Lamar Jackson didn't practice yesterday. He's expected to play. But think about this. How much of a blow to the Ravens' running game would it be if Lamar didn't play? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the Fan.
Well, I just give him a lot of credit. He's battling each week, trying to get healthy enough to be able to play every Sunday. I mean, that's what I see out of him. I see a guy that's battling little nagging injuries, things that are stopping him from being able to get out there every day and practice, you know. So, again, that's what I see. I see a guy battling.
I like what Todd Monken said. You guys like the way he says it. I think Lamar right now is battling little nagging injuries.
Yeah. Nice poll, Joe, by the way.
He's not. I don't think he's. I think he's healthy just enough to play. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And when you like that, you got to miss some time.
Yep. He's hurt. It's not, you know, he may not be injured where he can't play, but he's definitely, it's clearly he's got some stuff. And according to Monken's words, it sounds like it's not even just one thing.
Yeah.
It's like he's got a couple of nagging injuries.
Jeremy, is this a blessing in disguise, being that with this going on the way that it is, the Ravens know that they have to put some more emphasis on the offensive line? Because this is from getting constantly beaten up.
I mean, I guess so. You'd like to think that. I mean, I still think, after I was reading some stuff from Brian McFarland, I sent it to the group where he was like, he had said, a month and a half ago, 2 months, about Mark Andrews coming back, and then that has a lot to do with Lamar, and then if you get that contract done and you could be 80-some million under the cap, maybe you can fix that offensive line. But you're also losing Tyler Linderbaum. And I feel like if you're not looking at the offensive line and saying this has been a problem, we're seeing Derrick Henry get hit in the backfield too much, we're seeing Lamar get hit too much, you can't just go, this guy's so good at avoiding contact and avoiding getting hit, then we'll just deal with it and we'll put money elsewhere. You have to invest in it. Your left tackle now is starting to get towards the back end of his career. Now you got to find one of those at some point. Along with everybody's questioning the interior lineman, maybe Rosengarten's the only guy that anybody likes coming back. Depending on what happens with Stanley and, you know, moving forward, and like, I don't know what his visions are, how long he wants to play.
See, I think Lamar Jackson knows how to avoid contact long enough to get the playoff, but he still takes hits on those plays.
Even on those plays, yeah.
Yeah. He is elusive enough to make the play develop. But this offensive line is still getting him hit a ton.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Getting him hit, getting the running backs hit in the backfield. It's just, I don't know. It's just really odd to watch it. Because essentially it's the same offensive line as last year, except for one player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, just I don't quite get what's going on.
But again, aren't there going to be some wholesale changes this year? Like, don't, like, again, I haven't heard anything to say that they want to bring Linderbaum back, but you also have to figure out what your pass rush is going to look like next year because you have a bunch of guys coming up. Mm-hmm. We talked about all the tight ends. Now you seem to have solved some of that, but what happens with Likely? Is there some sort of transition tag and try to trade him? Do you worry about getting caught holding the bag if that's the case? Yeah. And then what are you doing to fix some of the other holes on this team? And you got other contracts that are coming up.
Okay, Lamar Jackson normally averages 15 missed tackles per season, meaning I make you miss me. He's played 9 games. You know how many he has in 20 design runs? How many he has?
Oh, he has zero.
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 He's hurt.
Yeah.
And that looks like he's been hurt for a while. That looks like he's been hurt all year.
You know what pisses me off about that, though, is all the people that question him. Like, oh, I wonder if he's doing this on purpose because of the contract stuff. It's like, man, why is that the first thing you go to?
See, this is what they would do.
No, I think
people
also
think that way.
I think also, Ed, because that's what they accused him of doing the contract year,
mm-hmm.
not playing. And I got to be honest with you guys. That year, who was the running back at Dallas that everybody said was definitely going to get re-signed?
Oh, the
Pollard. Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard was going to get signed. He was the man, am I right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What happened in the playoff game? He hurt himself.
Mm-hmm.
Did Dallas take care of him?
Nope. They let him walk.
Let him walk because you got hurt. So Lamar Jackson, who has an injury, you want me to play injured. And everybody said, well, Patrick Mahomes did it. Yeah, because Patrick Mahomes had the richest contract in the National Football League. He was supposed to play injured.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm facing that once-in-a-lifetime contract to sign, you want me to risk? So I got Tony Pollard as the example. At the time, he didn't have it because it happened weeks later. Tony Pollard was supposed to get paid, was projected to be one of the highest paid running backs of that class.
Mm-hmm.
Got nothing because he got hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if I'm Lamar, I'm doing the same thing. Look, if I'm 100% or if I'm good, healthy enough to play, I'm going to go. But if I'm not, I got to protect Lamar Jackson Incorporated.
Yeah. You got to protect him. You also got to protect, you know, 55-year-old Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess too, like, all right, so if we're honestly looking at the team heading into this game, and I know, like, I've done so many different Pittsburgh stations, and they're all just like, how much you guys winning by? Like, the old adage is, in this series, whoever's getting the points, you take them, right? Because we've always said, doesn't matter who's starting, Duck Hodges, third string quarterback, you're missing all your corners, you have no offensive line. For some reason, these games end up turning into tight games. I don't see that this time.
You don't?
No, because again, the Ravens have not looked good. I think there's just something wholesale wrong with the Steelers. And I think if the Ravens, hey, open your eyes and look at what the Bills did last week. If you come out and run the football, you're probably going to win this game.
So you're basically saying the Ravens are the better team. You think the better team wins this game?
Yes. Yes. There's been something, like, I said it week one, that Jets game. I'm like, and I know it's only one game. I'm going, what's wrong with the Steelers? Like, they won, so nobody's going to say.
You know, you did. You both did.
Yeah.
I said it about Georgia, too. I still think something's off with them, but they're good.
My thing was, they both stunk in that game. But you guys did point out a lot about Pittsburgh. I never believed in Pittsburgh in the first place. I thought the Aaron Rodgers signing was horrible. It's a horrible signing.
But you know what I loved yesterday? Did you hear what Mike Tomlin said? Somebody asked him about the Penn State
job. Was it AI Mike Tomlin?
No, that was
a real Mike Tomlin.
That was real Mike Tomlin, wasn't it?
All right, give it to me.
Oh, now you're. I didn't even think about that.
Do you watch the AI Mike Tomlin?
Like, it wasn't anything negative like that. Okay. It's like, stop asking me about Penn State. No, I'm not signing it. They don't have enough boosters. I have one of the best jobs in the entire world. I love coming to work here. I love work. Like, he's saying, like, you get a rumor about something and some guys won't say anything about it, he's like, look, get that nonsense out of here. That's not even a thought process. I'm not going to Penn
State. So you think Penn State have a better record next year with Mike Tomlin?
I think so. I think, like, if you're bringing him in, it's that maybe you'll get the 500. That's kind of what he's been doing in Pittsburgh, right? One game above.
Dude, I don't believe anything anybody says in sports. I don't believe you. I'm not taking that job. Okay.
Rob has the Ron Burgundy gif or gif, whatever. I don't believe you.
I don't.
Like, you finish saying something, you're like, yeah, man, I had this great day and I met this guy. I don't believe you. You're lying. What?
Pittsburgh doesn't have, he said Penn State doesn't have enough boosters. That was pay me. That was a challenge. You don't have enough money to pay me.
I think he's trying to squash that thing. Oh, I think he's different.
Okay. Ain't none of them different, bro.
Those are better jobs than the NFL.
They are. They are.
Apparently, they do have enough boosters.
Yeah, they don't have enough boosters to pay me. That's it. You know, Penn State now says challenge accepted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. If they want them. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45. But on the other side is over under time up next on The Fan. 6:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. It's time to play over under. Let's start off with Ravens running backs, 34 and a half carries. Jeremy Kahn, over or under?
I'm going under. I ain't got any confidence in him. And again, it's still a high number. Like, you could see Derrick Henry get his 20 carries and Keaton Mitchell get another 5 and somebody else get another 5 in there. And it still goes under that number if you wanted to do that.
I'm going that Derrick Henry will be fed, but I don't think they're going to feed 35 times to a running back. I'm going under.
Feel exactly the same way. I think Henry's going to have a big day. Hope he has a big day. But I don't think they're going to do what, you know, the Bills did.
Joe just clarified that he meant all running backs. We know. We're saying if that was Derrick Henry, 19 and a half carries, mm-hmm. I'd go over. 35 carries for the old running back core? No, I'm not going over that. No, I don't believe they'll run
Keaton Mitchell will get 2.
Yeah.
Well, if you threw – in a normal year, if you threw how many rushing attempts did they have, I think this number – we're looking at it a little differently in a normal year. Lamar's not running as much. It doesn't
Lamar's
mean he's
not included.
Run.
Yeah, he's only running backs. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, if you were including
rushing
him
attempts,
attempts, and it would make sense. But mm-hmm. like Derrick Henry on average, and let's just say it's above average, that would be 20 to 22 carries, would be above average for
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I think the other running backs are getting another 12? Or 13? I don't see it.
I don't see it either. Let's go back to Derrick Henry, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
89 and a half yards rushing.
Derrick over. Yeah. Over. I think the Ravens are going to have a 150-yard rushing day. If they don't, they're making a big mistake. I think they're going to keep the ball on the ground. Henry has a big day. It's all going to go over.
I think Henry's going over, way over. I think he's going to have a great day rushing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He may break one, maybe two, but he'll definitely break one.
I just looked at it. So if he gets about 10 carries, which is normal, he's only has to average just over 8.95 yards per carry to hit this number.
Yes.
I'm still going to go over. He's going to get more than 10 carries. Yeah, but yeah. Having any confidence in this coaching staff to go, oh, that's right, we didn't run the football last week. Maybe we should do it this week. I have 0.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Ravens D forces 1.5 turnovers over or under.
I'm going over. Again, I think they win this game. I think Pittsburgh is just the Pits. I've talked about this last week. Hey, to be fair, I said Cincinnati had the worst defense in football. They still do, but the Ravens didn't do anything against them. I think the Ravens defense, no matter who's quarterbacking, gets a couple here.
I think under, but I don't think under because Pittsburgh's going to have a great game. Ed, I think under because Pittsburgh's going to play it super conservative. So I'm going under, and I don't think 2 turnovers, maybe 1.
I'm going over. I can see. I think they'll get 2. I think there'll be a couple of picks in this game. I think the Steelers just, I don't think they're that good, honestly. I don't.
Aaron Rodgers, 209.5 yards passing. Ed, over or under?
Under. He's only averaging 189 yards a game.
Yeah.
So he'd have to have a better day than usual. I just don't, I could see the Steelers having a tough time this weekend.
Aaron Rodgers, you talk about what he averages per game. I think I'm looking at it right here, Ed. I think he's only gone over 209 3 times. Oh, he's gone 4, but he's had 116, mm-hmm. 117, 161, 139, just at 200. I'm going under. I don't think he has 210 passing against the Ravens on Sunday.
I'm not even sure he finishes the game. I'm
That's
going
what
under.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Under.
Steelers defense, 2.5 sacks, Jeremy, over under.
I went under because, like, again, my thought process is if I feel like the Ravens are winning, I feel like they should be running in the fourth. Not that they can't get three early, and not that Lamar's taking some sacks and his offensive line's been bad, but I'm going under the 2.5.
Well, I'm using the same logic with Aaron Rodgers. If he has an average game, he's going under. Pittsburgh averages 2.8 sacks a game. That's an average day for them. And the Ravens' offensive line, in my opinion, Ed, is not good enough to hold you below that. So I'm going over for that reason.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm going to go under only because I think the run pass balance should be out of whack. I think running, they should run the ball a whole lot more than they're going to throw it. So I'm going to go under for that reason.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So Jeremy, I'm sorry, Ed. I'm sensing that you have this as being, I'm not asking for your score right now, but somewhat of a lopsided Ravens win.
Mm-hmm. That's far. I hope so. I think it's going to be a time of possession game for them. A lot of yards on the ground, which means you're dominating both sides of the football. Hopefully,
this is my fear, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens come out successfully running the football, and then the coaching staff, the brain trust, says, "Okay, we got them now. Let's throw the football."
Hey, I mean, we've seen some.
They're playing the run. They have 8-9 in the box. We got to throw the football now.
Yeah,
that's my fear.
Not another question.
That's what we'll hear.
Not out of question.
We've talked about this way too many times of can they really get away from what they should have been doing? Mm-hmm. You've been criticized in the last game for not going to it, not running the football. Can you really try to get cute yet again and do this all over again?
Let me ask you this, Jeremy, to ask you a question. I want you to ask your own question. Was Thursday the first time you saw that from them?
No.
So they've gotten cute before.
Yeah.
So, yes, they can do it again.
I mean, they've done that in the playoffs.
They can do it again.
Times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely have.
Let's go to Edgewood. Get Lou. Lou.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy Friday to you guys. Happy Friday to you, too.
Hey, listen. One of the things I haven't heard all week about this Ravens and Steelers game, when do you think the toll of Mike Tomlin and all the drama that's going on with him, when do you think the toll takes takes toll on a team? And they start dropping games like left and right.
Let me ask you a question, Lou. You have a family, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if people on the outside are talking about your family, but on the inside you're solid, that drama doesn't get. Is it really drama, or is it just people talking?
You are correct. That's a very valid point.
I think fans are talking, but it seems like they're solid on the inside.
I don't know about
that. They seem like they are, but I mean, do you think that, I mean, the players, they're not really showing it right. I mean, do you think that's having any effect to them right now?
Ed says he doesn't know about that. I don't see any signs of them having any inward fighting other than if they're going to turn on somebody, it would be Aaron Rodgers for bumping his gums, but they don't seem like they're turning on Mike Tomlin to me.
Do you see, he's a current player. You see James Harrison's comments?
No, I did not.
Oof.
What did he say?
He basically slammed the coaching staff, said it's time for a change.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. But he was a Mike Tomlin lover when he was in Pittsburgh.
He what?
He was a Mike Tomlin lover when he was in Pittsburgh.
Well, he's not anymore. So his comments are pretty strong.
Yeah, I would love to hear someone on the inside or see signs of it. I just don't. I see a team that's just not executing. Is it time for a change? Someone said, and I asked you this yesterday, Ed, and we never had time to answer it because we came in here. I heard someone say no one should be a coach in the NFL for 18 years.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that, yeah.
Do you think nowadays there's a shelf life for coaches?
It's unusual for these two. I mean, I think now they're the top two tenured. There is a shelf life, usually. Yeah, and they don't give you a long leash in this league.
Jeremy?
I mean, I would tend to agree with that. It was kind of, I mean, we've been talking about it here for a while when you went back to Belichick. Even Andy Reid spent a long time in Philly, but it was time to go, and he goes to Kansas City and kind of exercises some of the demons he had in Philly. I think the message grows stale after a while, and these guys, you're looking at a turnover rate. This isn't like in years past where you brought back all your guys, you didn't have a cap, you could keep whoever you want. I mean, think back in the 70s at Steelers defense.
Mm-hmm.
How many Hall of Famers were on that defense?
Yeah.
And who today could have 6 or 7 Hall of Famers on one side of the ball? It's not likely.
For their entire careers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, again, things are different, and I do think the message grows stale. You got new players
Greenwood's
coming
up for the Hall of Fame this class.
See?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Bottom was Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
Thank you very much. It's official now.
My score prediction is 27-20 Ravens. Go Ravens. And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too, my friend. 410-583-1057. That's the number. College football. Has the year's playoffs chase shown that the Blue Bloods are truly the kings of college football? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. Also, I have a Heisman Trophy vote that's due this weekend. But on the other side, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joins us on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Jeremy, we got to tell the guy that does the rejoiners that he's got to change that.
Why?
Sal Norris.
Yeah, get it right.
My buddy Sal. Yeah. Salvatore Norris.
Join us right now. Curtis at the Window Nation Guest Hotline. From Paramount Sports, he is Lee Sterling. What's up, Lee?
I'm good. Kind of weird Saturday with the championship games. Who knows, except for the games tonight, they may not mean much of anything. So wish they'd mean more, but college. Did you guys watch the college football selection show? The interview afterwards with Hunter Yurecek.
I saw it, but see, Lee, this is where college football is different. It doesn't mean anything in terms of the college football playoffs, but let's not get away from how much conference championships are. You know, Big Ten means something. You know what I mean? Winning the SEC means something. Right. So I think if you're talking about in terms of the playoffs, you're right, but they do mean something.
No, they mean something. The kids obviously get up. They want the ring. Means a better seating as far as those games are concerned. But, I mean, to listen to Hunter Yurecek, I mean, his explanation how they moved Alabama up one spot because they beat a really tough Auburn team who's 5-7. I mean, it was embarrassing. I mean, it was a dog and pony show. It was like having a politician explain, you know, why they're innocent when they have video of them with their hand in the till. So it was embarrassing. And Hunter Juracek, last year when Miami had no business being in, their defense was horrendous. This year, I mean, I honestly think that Notre Dame and Miami both deserve to be in. But for him to say what he said, you know, I hope, Hunter, when his new head coach, Ryan Silverfield, who was probably his fifth choice, he couldn't land any of the top four, when he gets fired, hopefully he finds the door also. So it was really bad.
Let's get to the games, Paramount
I'm
Sports.
Prediction.
Your games. You got Colts versus. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction. Within 2 years, Miami and Duke will be in the Big Ten. How about that?
Mm. Okay.
Miami and Duke.
All right. Well, what about Colts-Jaguars, Lee?
Yeah. Well, everyone loves the Jags here. They've won 10 straight against Indianapolis at home. And who would have thought these are 2-8-4 teams? This is crazy. But Jacksonville has a problem for this game. They're down one starter on the offensive line, and they might be down a couple more. They have three offensive linemen besides that starter down who are game-time decision. They are really banged up on the offensive line. And I think that Indianapolis is more balanced and more explosive on offense. I know Sauce is going to be missing here for Indianapolis at cornerback, but I think they're the better defensive team here too. So I think they finally break through. I think the right team is favored. They're begging you to play Jacksonville plus the 1.5. Don't fall for the trap. Indy finally wins for the first time in Duval County in over a decade, 27-20.
All right. Well, we just had an experience with the Bengals on Thanksgiving. They're traveling up to Buffalo, New York. How do you see that game going?
So what's crazy is when Cincinnati has the ball and they're on the road, they're the number one team in time of possession. So I think also when Joe Burrow's in the defense, you know, tries a little bit harder. Not that they're very good, but they try a little bit harder. So I still have my doubts about Buffalo. I think their defense is nothing special here. Offensive line, their receivers get no separation. Also a lot of drops here. I think Cincinnati's going to find a way to win this game here and stay alive, 30-27.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you talked about some offensive line issues. I think the Chiefs have a few of those. They're hosting the Texans on Sunday Night Football. What do you see?
So I'm going to take a different approach to this game, guys. So everyone's going to look at this game and say, you know, Patrick Mahomes, C.J. Stroud, you know, these guys might light it up. Two things have me leaning the other way here, real strong. Weather. There's an Arctic vortex that's going to hit Kansas City. It's going to be like in the low 20s, high teens, winds 20, 30 miles an hour during the game. I think both offensive lines, Kansas City's is banged up, and Houston's is just not good at all. This Houston defense is scary good here. So I like the under. I think Kansas City finds a way to win something like 20-17, 20-16. Let's go under. The best way to approach this game, under 42 total points.
Lee Sterling joins us, Paramount Sports. Lee, Ravens hosted the Pittsburgh Steelers. You heard Ed talk about the moment that the Ravens had on Thanksgiving night. Well, they have a get right game, one in which they could also take over the AFC North in terms of wins losses. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, 2-6-6 teams here. It's like two horses that everyone thought were going to be right at the front of the pack here. Bengals are two games back at 4-8 here. I think the Ravens are obviously better here. The Steelers, I mean, they ran the ball for 97 yards per game this year. That's really weak, 27th in the NFL. They even doubled it at Chicago two games ago and still lost the game. That's an indication they have too many weaknesses on the offense here. Just think Mike Tomlin's not getting the best out of these guys. But, you know, this is a big-time rivalry game here. I think Baltimore's better. They'll find a way with special teams, probably win the game something like 26-23. But I think Pittsburgh plus the points, probably the right side.
All right, let's get to your game of the week. What do you see happening with the big matchup in the Big Ten championship between Ohio State and Indiana?
Yeah, I love one side of this game. So you want to find out if Ohio State rolls or can Indiana pull off the shocker. First five callers, call 800-400-9741. Give you the game for free. 800-400-9741. The game is on me, and we're rolling. We've won 9 of the last 11 weeks in the NFL and college football. Won last night with Detroit every single day during the Thanksgiving break. So you want to be with us for championship week, college football this weekend, and the NFL. We've won, get this, the last 11 weeks in the NFL, we have a record of 37-17-1. Just go to ParamountSports.com. We call Double Down December. Every single game, college football in the NFL, through the end of the month, use coupon code SAVE100. When you check out, just $397. One place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee Sterling, thanks a lot, my friend. See you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee.
410-583-1057 is the number. I still get pumped up over conference championship games, though.
I do, too. I think all he was saying was, like, the winners of this game, there's only, like, one or two of them that can really affect the outcome.
Right.
Like, BYU beating Texas Tech eliminates one of those wild card bids because then BYU is going to get in and Texas Tech is automatically getting in. In the other game, if Alabama beats Georgia, I don't know that it changes anything. If Georgia beats Bama, we talked about this the other day, with three losses, even
they're
one. Are they out? I mean, are they? There are some people that think they're still going to get in because it's an SEC championship loss.
It's kind of cool, though. You have the number one team in the country against the number two in a conference championship.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and actually, I think Mendoza may win a Heisman.
He may. There's been a big push this for weekend. Pavia.
Yeah.
Diego Pavia or Pavia to get this after the season he's had. He's been a lot of fun to watch.
I like both of those guys. They tell us don't talk about your vote, but I like both of those guys.
It's look, again, without anybody running away with it, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I told you, like, I'd love to see him give it to Jeremiah Love. The guy's been amazing this year, and I even think his backup is
better. Like his name.
Like Jerry Love.
Yeah. That's Jay Love. Let's get it done.
410-583-1057. Shovels at 7:45, but on the other side, we're going to talk about those college football playoffs. Are the blue bloods still running everything? Notre Dame being talked about. Miami being talked about. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.